Well, the Minneapolis Public Schools community and the community as a whole has been hit pretty hard the last few weeks with the tragic events of loss and violence and things like that. And it's had a profound impact on everybody within Minneapolis Public Schools, whether it's students, staff, administration. Everyone has been dealing with this difficult time. And here to talk about how to continue on and how to find support if you're having difficulty in these times is Julie Young Burns, who is a part of Social Emotional Learning, Culture, and Climate Team Lead at MPS Equity Department. Julie, welcome to Jazz 88. And I know you've been on this radio station before discussing topics similar to this. And who better to talk to than you in these tough times? So thank you for being on with us today.
You're so very welcome. And thank you to you for the opportunity to have this conversation and share some of the resources and strategies we use in our schools, recognizing that they match well with opportunities for families and other community members to be in support of our students and our families.
So what is the best way for families and staff to talk to students about situations like this when you're dealing with tragedy and you're dealing with loss in these sort of times?
The first thing is to just go in gently, to recognize that we are all in different places in our story and our relationship to the incident and to our own history of grief and loss. And it can look different depending on how old you are. It can look different day to day or even moment to moment for each of us individually and collectively. We encourage families to have conversations and just say, "This has been a really rough time. How are you doing? Here's how I'm feeling." For adults to model and to share how they're feeling, how they're navigating those big emotions, what they're doing to care for themselves, the things that they're concerned about, is a wonderful way to then be in conversation with young people, starting with where they're at, and then asking young people to share if they want, to talk about their friends. Maybe it's easier to talk about what you're seeing at school or in your classroom before you go to the more personal or deep story about your own response.
What are some signs to watch for that could mean that someone may be struggling sort of processing, events similar to what we have seen in the last few weeks?
We encourage families as much as possible to just lean into the things that they already do to be together, whether it's family meals or situations, expectations that we hang out and do the dishes, or we turn off our cell phones and laptops at bedtime. Any of those kinds of habits, really make sure that those are there and can be relied upon by all members of the family. But sometimes students, especially teens, as they're navigating so many emotional things, can become more withdrawn, can be more sad. Sometimes sadness comes out sideways and it looks like anger. Sometimes young people break off connection with relationships that we know can help them because it's just too overwhelming to be vulnerable. Sometimes young people and adults can be more worried about things that normally wouldn't stress them out. Sometimes sleep or eating can be interrupted. Sometimes folks turn to drugs or alcohol to try to minimize those big feelings, even though we know that's not a healthy or successful way to navigate them. It becomes a common sign.
We're talking with Julie Young Burns, who is a Social Emotional Learning, Culture, and Climate Team Lead at Minneapolis Public Schools Equity Department. So, Julie, how can families and staff still support a student who may be troubled by the recent events, but they may not be ready to talk about it yet?
it sounds like so obvious, but just to be present, to be that consistent, reliable person. Sometimes it's naming, wow, you seem really different today. I'm here. If you want to talk, let me know. Naming ways that they can stay connected and involved in school and activities that bring them joy and familiarity, with recognizing that that participation might be not full and that that's okay. Just naming, I'm so glad you're here. I see you. I want to be with you in whatever way it works for you. But know that we as the school community are going to do everything we can to care for one another, even if our cups are kind of empty right now.
With everything that's been going on in the news that we're seeing too, obviously we've seen so much happen locally here in the Twin Cities. But when you look at what's happening around the world right now too, if you're a high school student, how do you balance how much of what's happening around the world, you know, can you consume, you know, on a daily basis? How much of that should they consume? Should there be a balance between, you know, watching the news so often or, you know, we know that students like to be on their phones and they see things, you know, news reports popping up on their phone. You know, where can students find that balance between how much of that they're able to consume, especially in times like this?
Balance is really hard right now for all of us. You know, when we take into consideration the ongoing impacts of the pandemic, issues of violence, racism, and harm in our community that continue to be present, along with the outcomes of changes in our economic system and healthcare and education, it's rough. It's a lot of stuff. And so adding in international atrocities or fears about war or harm can really be overwhelming. And so we encourage families to, as adults, model how you are limiting input, because you can only manage so much. You know, making a deliberate decision that you talk about, I turned off my notifications. I'm not going to watch the news tonight. I've decided to only look at Facebook or Instagram once a day, just any kinds of ways you just begin to demonstrate ways to just allow yourself a break from all of that harm and all that worry and all that fear. We also talk with families about sometimes having an agreement, everyone all together, we're going to just all agree to go to bed, not have our phones with us, not have our laptops with us, and just take a break so that we can recharge and refresh and be better prepared to take on what's coming in. We do ask teachers, though, when students have questions, when they have concerns, to be ready to talk about it. Yeah, that is really hard news. Here's what I'm thinking about it. Here's what I know. Here are the facts that I know. Here are the unknowns. What's that bring up for you? And so also making sure that as trusted adults in the school system, we can be there for our students to be in dialogue.
And lastly, for Julie Young Burns, what kind of resources are available to the MPS community regarding situations like these?
Thank you. You know, we ask students to just talk about who are the adults in the building you connect with, who knows you, who sees you, and encouraging young people to go speak with that person. It could be a coach, it could be a nurse, it could have been a teacher from a past year. But also, every building has a team of mental health support staff assigned to support students. That's the social worker, the counselors, the psychologist, the nurse. We also have deans and check and connect staff in almost all of our buildings that are available to just take a break from the class and talk with a child to spend time together. Those same people can also be resources for family members who may be seeking extra support if you're worried that your child is even more withdrawn or more anxious or more overactive. Sometimes that can be a sign that the stress is just getting too big. So knowing you can check with those folks to find resources in the community, whether it be faith-based or cultural healers or Western medications and medicines and therapy. All of those things are things that our staff can help. We now have a district-wide mental health team as well that is run by my co-worker in this effort, Judy Brown. And they have specially trained intense supports available to meet with students and families. We also have a wide variety of connections with community partners who are available for us.
Wonderful. Julie, thank you so much for the time and all the information. And even in these difficult times, there are positive resources out there available. And so thank you so much for the information today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you again for this opportunity.
All right. That is Julie Young Burns, Social Emotional Learning, Culture and Climate Team Lead of Minneapolis Public Schools Equity Department, joining us here on Jazz 88.